Sorry I'm late.
Don't worry, I wouldn't start without you.
So, what do we have here?
Looks like about 2 kilos of plastic explosives with a digital timer, multi-wired remote relay detonator. 2 minutes, 23 seconds on the clock. It's very professional.
Who rigs a bomb on Christmas Day?
No rest for the wicked, I suppose.
Okay, let's open it up and see if we can't disengage the detonator manually.
2 minutes left. Merry Christmas, by the way.
What? Merry Christmas. Pass the tools over.
We've been so busy this month, we haven't really gotten into the spirit of things, have we?
No. Well, let's go for a drink in the new year. Have you got a Phillips there?
Yeah, I had a little thought about that. I bought some crackers along. 1 minute 40.
You brought crackers to a bomb disposal?
Well, I didn't think we'd get another chance.
This bomb could level a city block. Pass me the tools.
Well, I thought you'd say that, so the tools necessary to disarm the bomb are in the crackers. It's a fun game.
It's a fun... Have you been drinking?
90 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, right, here we go. No cheating, hold it in the right place.
I am! Just pull it!
Yay! Oh, you got it. You win.
Where are the tools? There are no tools in here. This is just a tiny set of playing cards.
Oh, well, there's a little set of screwdrivers in one of them. It says so on the box. There's also a tiny picture frame, a puzzle, a yo-yo. Oh, and a pen. There's also a torch. Bagsy the torch pen.
You can't Bagsy the prizes. Never mind. Pull another one.
Well, aren't you going to put on your hat? 65 seconds.
But no, I'm not putting on that paper bloody hat.
Oh, you have to put on the hat.
They don't suit me.
Fine, don't worry. 45 seconds.
Thank you.
Read us your joke.
What?
Read the joke. You have to read the joke. 40 seconds.
Did you hear about the two trifles that got divorced? There was a very messy custody battle.
I don't get it. 30 seconds.
It's a poor play on words. Trifles. Custody. Look, pull the other crackers quickly.
I only bought the one.
What?
Well, I didn't think we'd have much time. I mean, there's a bomb to the fuse. 15 seconds.
So we're dead. That's it.
Well, that's why I bought the crackers. I thought you needed cheering up 10 seconds.
We're about to die.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You seem so depressed. Everybody in the office says so.
Oh, God, there's so much I haven't done.
Tell you what, cheer you up, charades.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. 5, 4, 3.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
2, 1.
It didn't go off. It didn't go off.
No, I defused it 10 minutes ago.
Then why?
Maybe next year you won't forget to participate in the office secret Santa.
Speech!
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks everyone for coming tonight. It's so nice to see you all here. I really don't want to say too much.
Sorry to interrupt, but I do have to go in a minute.
Yep. Okay, well, this will only take a minute.
No, of course. But has anybody asked for the bill?
I did, yeah.
Right, how are we going to do it?
Can we just split it 12 ways?
Can this just wait a minute?
Of course, yeah, sorry.
Okay, so, as I was saying, it's so good to have you all here. I'm not sure when we'll be together again.
Yeah,
so.
It's just that I barely touched the wine, and if we're splitting the bill, could that be reflected?
Okay, that's
fine. Well, you had at least 2 glasses.
We all had roughly the same, I'd say.
Right, well, you would say that. You polished off a bottle at least.
Oh, but then I didn't have a starter, so it balances out.
Yeah, if we could just get back.
Well, you had a dessert, and I didn't, so how does that work?
Well, if we are on this, I really didn't touch the main. I just ate bread.
It's a sharing platter. You agreed to a sharing platter.
Okay, look, everyone, we can itemise the bill if people prefer.
Oh, that'll take ages. Let's just split it.
You always do this.
Do what?
You know what?
Can we all just forget about the bill for a few minutes? I really would
rather... As soon as it looks like we're going to split the bill, you start ordering stuff like it's going out of fashion.
I have something I really need to say before
Oh, I've got a 2-for-1 off here, I think.
Look, could we all just please be quiet?
Can anyone lend me 20 until tomorrow?
Oh, here we go.
Look, one of you is going to betray me.
Okay, look, let's just try to stay calm. We've all had a bit to drink.
Shut up, Judas.
Sorry we're late. The RE teacher was getting a bit preachy.
Ah, yes. Mr. Philpott, he can go on a bit. He's very tightly wound for a Buddhist. Anyway, Tiffany is a delightful child, enthusiastic, popular.
Oh, that is a relief.
You worry and you worry about how they're doing, don't you?
Well, worry not. I mean, there's really very little else to say. I mean, grades, results, etc., it's all good.
Terrific.
Oh, actually, there was one thing which did crop up, was her sense of humour.
She gets that from her father.
I had something of a card.
Yes. Well, if I ask her a question in class, like recently I asked her who was the first man on the moon, she tends to say, my dad.
Ah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mention it. But...
Yes, we wondered whether this might come up.
I think it's really important Tiffany has a strong role model at home, so... I have, on occasion, taken credit for things I didn't technically do.
I see. You told your daughter you were the first man on the moon.
Well, you know how stars, they're little and you don't think much of a white lie, but then she got older and we just didn't have the heart to tell her.
Mm. Well, she can't go through life thinking you're Neil Armstrong.
Who?
The first man on the moon.
If you say so.
Look, I'm not going to lie to your daughter about your involvement in the moon landings.
Okay, while we're on the subject, there is also a small chance Tiffany also thinks I invented cheese.
What?
Maybe. And Google. And probiotic yogurts, and possibly wasps, and definitely opera.
Yes, definitely opera.
Is there anything else I should know? Did you storm the beaches at Normandy?
I may have killed Hitler.
And Osama bin Laden.
I took the liberty of drawing you up a list. It's all there.
It's addictive once you start. I told her I'm Silvio Berlusconi.
Martha hasn't really got the hang of it yet.
You can't lie to her like this. Just tell her you made a mistake.
Well, I hardly think she'll believe that. She's not an idiot.
Well, look, if you don't tell her, then I will.
And who do you think she's going to believe? A primary school teacher? Or the astronaut slash physicist slash war hero slash musical visionary slash assassin who invented cheese?
Darren, thanks for coming in. How was the journey?
Journey was great, thank you. Thank you for arranging the car. That's a very nice touch.
Ah, that was nothing. If I can't occasionally spoil my creatives, what's the world coming to?
Got to spend all that commission on something, I suppose.
Oh, it's a joke! Yeah, yeah, come on, you're cheeky. Yeah, you're a cheeky car. Do you wrestle?
Sorry?
That doesn't matter.
Ah, there she is. My script. Glad to see she got you in one piece. Had a chance to read it, I hope.
Cover to cover.
So what do you think?
I think it may be one of the greatest screenplays I've ever read.
Really? Oh, great!
It's genre-defining...
Wow!
No, it's a masterpiece.
That's amazing!
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the greatest screenplays I've ever read, because it would appear you've written Blade Runner.
Blade what?
Blade Runner. You haven't seen the film?
I haven't even heard of it. Blade Runner, Blade Runner. Blade Runner, Blade Runner, Blade Runner, Blade Runner. Is it well known?
It is quite, yes. It's possibly one of the most famous movies of all time. It's directed by Ridley Scott, stars Harrison Ford and Rutger Hauer, written by Hampton Francher and David Peoples. No, nothing?
Nothing, no.
If I'm not mistaken, your script is identical. There isn't a single difference.
I just don't get it. That's amazing. I've never seen that film.
It is amazing, isn't it?
How do you think we should market it?
I'm sorry?
Well, I've written it, and as I said, I've never seen that other film. I've worked very hard on this.
Yes, Darren, I think people are going to find it hard to believe we didn't copy the idea. Oh. In fact, I say the likelihood is we'd be sued for millions if we even attempted to use it.
No, I will swear in any court in the land that Cruel but Disenchanted Terror is not based on any other work.
Yes, Darren, you see, your title there is an anagram of Blade Runner, the director's cut.
Wow, that is weird.
Wow, indeed. You know where the door is?
No. Give me one more chance.
One more chance.
Okay. An American man is running a bar in a city in Morocco during the Second World War. He meets the love of his life and her new husband who are on the run from the Nazis.
That's the story of Casablanca.
Wow, okay. Okay, oh, no, one more chance. An American student graduates from university. doesn't know what to do with his life next. He meets a girl, ends up being seduced by her mother.
That's the graduate.
Bugger. A scientist invents a revolutionary machine which enables him to travel between places in a split second, but while testing the machine, a fly...
That's the fly!
A group of British prisoners of war forced to build a bridge by their Japanese captors.
Bridge on the River Kwai.
An extraterrestrial befriends a small...
E.T. In a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars. A solitary man runs a motel.
Psycho.
A taxi driver?
Taxi driver.
A man.
Raging Bull.
A small...
Last Tango in Paris.
In...
Shawshank Redemption.
In...
Jaws 2.
Some...
Herbie Goes Bananas! You know where the door is. Please use it.
What about...
Flight of the Navigator!
Sadly, that was the last in the present series of Look How Great My House Is. If you enjoyed this programme, you can catch it again in an hour on Channel 4 Plus 1. An hour after that on E4, or an hour ago on E4 Minus 1. To see a behind-the-scenes documentary on the making of this programme, go to More 4 Plus 1 Squared and press the red button. For information on all of our programmes here on Channel 4, More 4, E4, Film 4, Plus 4, 4 More, 4 Plus 4, Forgone, Forplay, Forgive, Forget, Formaldehyde, and For F*** Sake, why not visit us on our website, www.9.com. And now here on E4, it's time for the 4 o'clock news at 6:30, with Edward Paradine and the Thundercats.